News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Dr. Ray Butler, Head of Physics at the University of Galway. What time is this all going to happen today, Ray?
Good morning, Anton. Well, it's going to begin at around 6 p.m., a few minutes after 6, depending where you are in the country, a little earlier in the north and a little later in the south, just a spread of a few minutes. The peak of the eclipse will be about an hour later, so around 7:10 p.m., give or take a couple minutes again, depending on where you are.
And the peak of the eclipse, if you're in the best spot to see it, is going to be what, in the range of about 90%? Is that it?
Yeah, even better. It's about 93% if you're kind of up in sort of Belfast direction, hitting almost 98% down in the southwest Cork and Kerry.
And does the fact that the sun will be relatively low in the sky mean that this will be a particularly spectacular eclipse, or does it make it less spectacular?
I guess it'd be about 15 degrees above the horizon. So that's about a sixth of the way from the horizon to the zenith straight above you. The low altitude, I guess, does make it a bit more spectacular because you will be able to see it over kind of local landmarks and things like that if you position yourself well. Just make sure you have a good kind of clear western horizon.
Now, if you decide, I can't be bothered, I won't even go to the window, how long will it be before you get another chance?
A long time until we see something as good as this. Deep eclipses like this are rare. So it's, you know, it's something in the high 90s. It'll be 2090 before we get anything as good again. That'll actually be a total eclipse if you happen to be down in kind of the extreme kind of southwest. It'll be totality, which is very rare for Ireland. And for everyone else, it'll be a high 90s partial eclipse.
But that one is 64 years away from now.
Yeah, 2090, yeah. So not that many of us will be around at that stage.
In terms of viewing it then, we're going to be talking in a second to Liz Grennan, who's president of Optometry Ireland, about keeping your eyes safe during the eclipse. But what about the technicalities of how you can view it? If you haven't got the glasses, what can you do?
You can make it what's called a pinhole camera. Very, very simply, for example, if you have something like a shoebox with the lid off, put some white paper at one of the short ends and punch a little small hole with a needle or something at the opposite short end. And you hold the pinhole end towards the sun, obviously to keep your back to the sun so you're not staring at it. And you look at the paper at the inside of the other end. And you'll have a small image of the sun projected there, kind of clearly showing, you know, the phase of the eclipse, the sum of the sun missing.
What about if you have an old phone with a camera lying around? Can you give it its swan song by using it to view the sun?
Yeah, the important thing is that you don't let the light from the sun kind of hit your eye directly. Or if you let the camera take the brunt of the photons, you could get an image. Now, it's going to be very small, but you know a decent enough camera will show again that there's a bite taken out of the sun growing to eventually a very, very slim crescent when it's in the 90s.
And what are we going to see in terms of temperature? Is there an expectation that if it is cloudless, there'll be a significant temperature drop during the eclipse?
Yeah, as you approach totality, it you know, once you kind of go above around 80% partial, it starts to get noticeably kind of duskier, and the sky will kind of darken a bit. You may see experience a drop in temperatures, and things like birds may start to roost. At the actual peak of it, we might even see things like streetlights deciding it's time to switch on based on what their senses are telling them about the amount of light.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if that happens, Ray. Thank you very much, Dr. Ray Butler, Head of Physics at the University of Galway. As I said, Liz Grennan is with us as well, President of Optometry Ireland. And Liz, you would know as well as I do that there will be people who are listening to all this and they're saying, look, I'll just chance it. I'll take a quick glance and I'll be okay. They won't, will they?
No. Even my daughter said it to me last night and I was like, oh, Lord. So, yes. So she's like, but surely I do this all the time. I was like, no, you do not. So good morning, Anton. Really, there is no safe way to look at the sun with your own two eyes, as it were. Even a camera on your phone, I know you're talking about there, as you say, maybe if it's an old one, you could chance it. But even your phone on your camera, the sensors in it are very sensitive to this light. So, you know, as I say, it's not just throw on a pair of sunglasses and it'll be fine. Even a welding mask is not good enough to look at an eclipse.
So really? Because literally as you say that, a text has come in saying, I'll be bringing the welding mask home for after work today.
No. No, no. Maybe several welding masks all on top of each other, but no. I think I heard you earlier, some caller had said, no solar eclipse glasses available. Absolutely not. I'd say they're all gone, well gone at this stage. But there are events I know around the country that will have safe viewing areas, and also they will have equipment. I know in my local, I'm up in North County Dublin, we have a local astronomy group, and they're going to have glasses available for those who do want to look at it. If you don't, just turn your back on it. And I think earlier your speaker there was talking about a little pinhole camera, or open your kitchen drawer and get a colander, you know, the one with all the lovely holes in it, and point that at the ground, and then a nice clean bit of ground, and you will get lots of eclipses on the ground then as the sun shines through all the little holes in the colander.
Are you just pranking people to try to get everybody standing inside of colanders, or is that real?
Absolutely not. No, a colander, or as your caller was there saying earlier, a little pinhole camera, so a sheet with literally a pinhole in it. You do not need a big, large hole in anything to see it. So a sheet with a tiny little pinhole on it, shining at, as say, a white piece of concrete or a wall or another white piece of paper.
Would I get away with a sieve?
Yeah. I think they're probably a little bit too many holes there. So the colander, might be better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, better option.
Lay out for us then the risks, because I think a lot of people would be surprised at two things. First of all, that normal sunglasses, because if you buy decent sunglasses and they say UVA and UVB, they will think, surely that protects me. And likewise, the welding mask, they will think, surely if it can protect you from MIG welding, it can protect you from the sun. What's the damage?
Yeah. No, basically solar burns, retinal burns are what we are worried about. And this can happen really quickly within a matter of seconds. So when you're looking at something directly, you're lining that up with the most sensitive part of your retina, the macula. And if that gets burnt, if you can imagine in all of those Tom and Jerry cartoons where they shone a magnifying glass at something and it burst into flames, pretty much on a lower level, that is what's happening, because that lens inside your eye is magnifying that sun's ray right on the spot, which sees everything clearly, but it won't see anything very clearly if you do look at the sun. We had similar things many years ago, you know, the moving statues. There were large numbers of people who had retinal burns. And the thing is, it's not painful. There's no pain receptors in the retina, so you're not going to feel anything. It'll feel bright, but it won't feel painful at all. And it may be several hours, even 24, 36 hours later that you go, hang on, that little after image is still hanging around in the middle of my eye. You know, if you look at something bright and then look away, you have this after image for a few seconds. Imagine having that for the rest of your life.
Rest of life. Yeah. This doesn't heal.
Yes, we are talking rest of life. You know, this could be, exactly. So this is, and it's right in your central vision. So every time you want to sign your name or look at something in detail up close or even far away, you've got a little after image of a lovely eclipse in the middle of your eyeball.
Now, hang on for a minute, Liz. Our welder has been back on and he wants to fight with you, and he's equipped with access to either Gemini or Claude, so brace yourself. He's saying, according to AI, a welding mask that can achieve shade 12 or more is sufficient.
Well, we all know AI is never wrong. I'll just leave it there.
Now, go back for a minute. You said that this happened with moving statues. How did people burn their retinas looking at statues?
People were thinking that the sun was moving in the sky, and this is back in the 90s, and people were thinking the sun was moving in the sky, and they'd stare at it, and then they'd look at the statue, and then suddenly the statue was moving. So there were retinal burns known around that stage as well. I had a couple of them into myself down the country at some stage. But similarly with a laser pointer, actually recently we had a teenager in who had a laser pointer injury. So it's the same thing. You think, oh, this, it's a bit of light, what can it do? But you're directing it right at the most sensitive part of your eyeball if you're looking directly at it.
Liz, can I leave you with one text? And I apologize for it in advance.
As long as it's not the welder.
No, it's even worse. It says, if you use a colander, will it not strain your eyes?
Oh!
Liz, thank you very much. That is Liz Grennan, who is President of Optometry Ireland. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. You can get in touch using that on WhatsApp, which means, of course, there is no 30 cent free. It is for free.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.